Today's Shirin Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We have a little bit left to finish off on the previous Amud, on yesterday's Shir, and that is Sif Katan Kuf Samach Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. We're talking here about the proper way to write the Parshios and the Tefillin, Psuchos and Stumos. We had a whole discussion about this. So the Mishnah Berurah from yesterday, Kuf Samach Aleph, we didn't get a chance to do. Writes the chaim betfilin shorabenu tam yasa gam kain kulam psuchos. We had yesterday a discussion. We brought down the Ramah holds that we should make all of the parashos psuchos. They should be open like we defined. I won't have the time to go through the definitions again, but please remind yourself from yesterday's shir the difference between the Rambam and the Rosh in terms of how we define psucha, and likewise for how we define stuma. So we were talking about the tefillin of Rabbeinu of Rashi. Today we're going to mention the Mishnah Berurah says the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam are also, according to the Ramah, all written psuchos. Not like the Mechaber said, three of them psuchos, and the last one, v'haya im shamoa, can be written stumos. And he writes, the Mishnah Berurah, that is, v'af shekosei v'haya im shamoa harshma. The difference, or one of the differences between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi tefillin, we'll learn about kilakamon b'simon lamid dalid, the Mishnah Berurah sivkot and gimel, is the order that you write the parashios is different. Nevertheless, he says, Yaniach kishir tes osios achar alo aretz, ukishakosi parasha shema masli betchilas amud biroshita. He says, when you're writing over here, the parasha of Hoyim Shemoa, you should go and write all the way till the end al ha'aretz, and then leave a space of 10 osios there. And then, when you write the parasha shema afterwards, begin that at the beginning, and this way you'll fulfill having the parashios written over here, kulam pesuchos, as the Ramah said is the minhag to do by the tefillin of Rashi. Now we continue in the Mechaber, and he writes, v'lochein, nohagu, the custom is, sheparashas kadeshli, the first one, v'hoyo kiviyacho, the second one, parashas shema, the third one, maschilim b'roshita, you begin them all at the beginning of a line, so this way they'll be classified as pesuchos, u'besof, and at the end of the first paragraph, kadeshli, and at the end of the second paragraph, v'sof, v'hoyo kiviyacho, manichim cholok, you leave a space, an open area, that is big enough, kidei lichtov tes osios, that you can at least have a space of at least 10 osios. The Halacha Berurah says these 10 osios of the words, for example, miyomim yomima. Later on, we'll learn that it's writing the word asher with three times with a space of a yud in between the times that you write the first and second, between the second and third writing of asher. And at the end, ubisov shma, ein manlichim cholok, at the end of writing the parsha of shma, leave nothing there blank at the end. And if you do leave something blank, the manlichim hu pachos mitnech lichtov tes osios, leave a space that is less than these 10, these tes osios, these 9 letters. And this way it will also be called stuma. Then, uparshas voyim shemoa, maschilim bi emtsa shita, you write the parsha Volume Shemoa at the beginning, not at the beginning, but in the middle of the line, of the top line, El Yoda, Umaniach Lefanel Cholok, you leave something that is not written before it, leave some space before it, at least the size, Kedei Lichtov Tesosios, that you can write 9 letters over there, the Nimsa, and it will turn out, Sheshlosha Parishos Hein Pesuchos, Bein La Rambam Bein La Rosh. In this way, you'll have accomplished writing 3 Parishos that are Pesuchos, both according to the Rambam and the Rosh, uParsha Achrona he stuma l'dasa Rambam, and at least you'll fulfill according to the Rambam that the last parsha should be written stuma. That is what the Mechaber holds over here. There is no Ramah on this, and we'll spend the rest of the Shia today discussing what the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. Sivkot and Kuf Samach Beis. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, you begin at the top of each row, all the way over to the right margin. Maschilin b'rosh v'chule. Both the Rosh and the Rambam define this when you start at the very beginning of a line and you have no space to the right of it, certainly not a space of 9 osios to the right of it, that is considered pesucha. We'll see in a moment with other caveats as well. And this is true that it's called pesucha according to both the Rambam and the Rosh if the preceding paragraph, which is written on the preceding amud for the tefillah of the Shoyad. So then in this situation, you will have a space of 9 osios at the end of the previous parsha, and you begin the next parsha at the top of the next omud, right at the very beginning of the line. And this way, everybody says this is 100% kosher as psucha. V'im lo hischil b'rosh hashita, if you didn't begin at the very beginning of the right margin, Elohiniach ma'at revach, and you left a little bit of a space, afilu pachos mites osios, even if it's less than 9 letters, then hare parasha zu nikre stumala Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that this is psucha, and then upsula afilu b'dieved. And according to the Rambam, this would not be good. According to the Rosh, it's good, but we want to be yotzi everybody, and therefore you should write the first letter of those parshos of Kadesh, Vayaki V'yacha, and Shema, all the way to the right of the margin, and not indented at all, even if there's a space less than 9 osios. In Dirshu footnote 189, he writes, Sharei Lefi Shitaso, according to the Rambam, Parshas Pesucha Hainu Parsha Shemascheles B'Rosh Hashita. According to the Rambam, it must begin at the very beginning of the row. However, Avol Mascheles B'Emtz Hashita begins anywhere other than at the beginning of the row, not even one space indented. But if it does indent more than one space, Alpha Pishiesh Besof Hashita Shilifanel Revach Kishir Tesha Osios, and even though on the preceding line from the preceding paragraph there was a space of 9 letters, according to this, the Rambam holds Nechsheves Kiparsha Stuma, and it's no good even Bidyevit. As opposed to the Rosh would say this is fine. Masha Ein Kein Lashitas a Rosh. Shekol Sheishid Bishul of Neo Revach Kishir Teisha Osios Nechsheves Kiparsha Psucha. According to the Rosh, as long as you have the last 9 letters at least of open space on the preceding end of the Parsha, even though the next parsha is not written all the way to the right, but is indented somewhat, it still is called, according to the Rosh, a parsha that is psucha. So there's a fundamental difference between the Rosh and the Rambam, and if you want to be yotzi both, you have to make sure that you start at the very beginning of the line. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he writes, Ubefri Megodim, Kotsa Dafilu Imlo Himshich Lifnim Barosh, Kadesh Ovayo Kivacho Ushma Rak Os Achas Oshtaim. The Prima Godim says, even if you indented even a space of 1 or 2, Gam King Yishloma the Apostle, Vitzorich Iyim Bezeh. He says, if you even indented it one space, it's no good. And he says, Tzorich Iyim Bezeh, which in Dirshu footnote 190, he writes, Sheishloma Hashem Abishir Kotun Kazeh Nechshab Beged the Tchilas Hashita. He questions whether this is really considered not at the very beginning of the line. We have such a small space as this. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Sefer Maimon Mordechai. Mashma de ein lahachmer b'zeh b'dieved. He says you could rely that this is not called a stuma if there's only a very small space over here, and you indented a little bit from the beginning of the line, a very small space. However, even the Maimon Mordechai writes al koponim lechatril yesh lizor b'zeh ma'od. One should be careful to write at the very, very beginning. And if you left space for the writing of the word asher, nearly the yesh lahachmir afilu b'dieved. If you left the space size of these 3 letters, aleph shin reish, so then you definitely shouldn't use this even b'dieved. The harei b'shir zeh bevaday yesh kishisha osios kitanos v'yoser, because he says you could fit into the space of writing the letter aleph shin reish, you can actually fit in at least 6 letters that are small, 6 yuds, for example. In Dirshu footnote 191, he brings down for Chazonish, Kosaf, Sheyesh, Betevas, Asher, Kishir, Shmona, Osios, Ketanos. You actually have room for 8 letters. He says the Aleph takes up like the equivalent of 3 yuds. The Shin takes up like the equivalent of 3 yuds. In Mistami, he writes that the Reish is 2. And Noda Behuda brings down the Os Aleph is the Shir of Shtei Osios, and Hakol Toloi Besignon Aksiva. It depends a little bit on the Ksiva. But in any event, the bottom line is, he says, if you have that much of a space there, it's not good even Bidyevit. And he brings this down, Kimosha Kosav Amachtis HaShekel, that this is also the opinion of the Amachtis HaShekel. However, V'Hari L'Das HaTaz, Mitztarev Medina L'Kuli Amo L'Kariv Stuma, Afil Lohio Revach Shalomal L'Mata Rakshir Tes Osios Ketanas Haidei Tziruf. According to the Taz, this is called the Stuma Afilu Loya Reva Shalamala Olamata Rakashir Tesosios Tigitanos Aidit Sirf. He says this is Stuma even if you only have this shear of Tesosios over here, Ukumosha Kosava Premier Godim, Hare Dimasha Kosava Rambam, the Aniach Ma'at Reva Fuchule, Ushir Kotum Od. The Rambam says that you can leave a little space, he means a very, very little space, not this shear that we're talking about. Al Kain, in Roish, Yizchel, Aparsha, Afilu, Osachas, Lefnim, Shalob, Bimokum, Sirtut, Mitchila. So he says, how can you correct this? If you started writing the top line and you realize you indented it a little bit and you want to get around this problem, so make sure Yira Lasso's Gam Shar Hashuros Biofen Zeh. Go make sure that all the other lines are indented as well. So then even though the sirtut, the etching out of the line, extends a little bit beyond the letters, nevertheless, each one is indented the same amount, so it looks like they're all aligned, and this way it's not a problem over here of running into calling the parsha stuma. These parshos in this fashion will also be called psucha. Bottom line over here, when a sofer is writing this, he should be mahadir to make sure that he starts at the very beginning of the line and not to take advantage of any of these kulus or leniencies that we have brought down. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Samach Gimel writes these nine letters, Kosu Achronim Dilechatchila Tzorich Laniach Kidei Gimel Tevos Asher. I mentioned before, this nine letters is the equivalent of writing the word Asher three times. However, Alkein Tzorich Laniach Gam Kein Revach Melo Beis Osios Kitanos Mulvadates Osios. He says, ideally, if you want to have the space of nine letters, it's the word Asher written three times, but between the first Asher and the second Asher, there has to be a little space like the size of a Yud, and between the second and the third Asher, there has to be also a little space the size of a Yud. So Mishnah Berurah continues, Daha bein teva l'teva tzorich l'niach melo os kitano. You have to have, in order for this to be considered the full space over here, should really be nine letters plus then two little Yuds. However, he brings down Ubi the Eved, Yesh Lohokil Kishiminiach Rach Kimlo Tes Osios Kitanos. But if you only had the nine letters and they were tightly packed together, no space in between them, so then it would be good Bid the Eved. And these nine letters could even be small letters, nine Yuds, the Ainu Yudin, Ukimashmo Sa Shulchan Aruch Kan, as the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is over here. He then brings down the Prima Godim, the Misharin HaRevach Shalates Osios Kifi Oso Ksav. You can't write smaller than the rest of the Ksav. If the rest of the Ksav is written, for example, I use our terminology, in a font size 12, you can't say, I'm using a font size 6 over here to say the spaces. But it has to be like the same font size, the same size of all the other letters. That space over here should be the size of the other letters. And this applies whether we're making the parasha into a psucha or into a stuma. These are the sizes that the Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about. In the issue footnote 193, he brings down the Chazon Ish, who writes, "Sheim lo hiniach revach kimlo shte osios kitanos shebein teva l'teva milvat shir teish osios kitanos." If you don't leave the extra two spaces like the little yuds in between the word asher, asher and asher, Psulo satvilim b'di'evid. The Chazon Ish is machmir, says that's no good. Brings down as well the Shelos Tshuvos Noda b'Yehuda and the Machzis HaShekel Sheyesh L'Shar Teisha Osios Im Revach Bein Os La'Os Kederach Kisiva. He says you should fill in this nine letters over here, the normal amount of space that you would have between each letter. That's also included in the space of nine osios, the way you normally would write nine osios, not one on top of the other, but with a thin hair's breadth of space in between them. That's the way you have to calculate this over here as well. I know we are in the middle of this sif, and we are in the middle of the important Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kufsa Machtalid, but I won't be able to finish it off today without rushing, so let's end the shir now. We'll hopefully regroup tomorrow. It's a little bit difficult to picture this without seeing it inside. Mirtz Hashem will go over Sifkat and Kufsa Machtalid tomorrow, and we'll refine our understanding fully of this complicated sugya. That will conclude today's shir.